Hello and welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, the race to replace Georgia State Senator Brandon Beach is headed to a runoff. Lieutenant Governor Burt Jones kicks off his campaign for governor in Butts County. And Grady Memorial celebrates the liftoff of its new airbound trauma care unit.
We can turn around and actually save somebody's life. We can land, take off, and what was an hour drive, we just made it into a 10-minute flight.
Today is Wednesday, August 27th. I'm Orlando Montoya, and this is Georgia Today. Spalding County deputies responded to a report of a shot fired inside a bathroom at Skip Stone Academy this afternoon. Deputies found a student inside the bathroom and have taken the student into custody. A firearm was recovered. No students were injured. Spalding Sheriff Daryl Dix says the student left a suicide note but did not kill himself. The student has been transported to the hospital for evaluation. Parents are reunited with their children. Classes at Skip Stone have been canceled tomorrow and Friday. The race to replace Georgia State Senator Brandon Beach is headed to a runoff, with a Democrat taking 40% of the vote in Tuesday's election. Democrat Deborah Shigley easily advanced to a September runoff as the top GOP candidates fought for second place. Republican Jason Dickerson held a slim 65-vote edge over Steve West and appeared to be poised for the runoff against Shigley on September 23rd. Georgia is still over a year out from electing its next governor, but candidates already are campaigning. Lieutenant Governor Burt Jones kicked off his campaign for governor in Butts County Tuesday evening. GPB's Sarah Callis reports.
Jones addressed a cheering crowd of hundreds in front of an American flag at his first rally. He called himself a, quote, common sense candidate and did not shy away from past legal challenges surrounding his support for President Donald Trump in the 2020 election.
Because at some point in time, I've taken them all on. I've taken on the Republican establishment. I've taken on Democrats. I've taken on rogue DAs, even, that try to incriminate you. And I'm still standing here, ladies and gentlemen.
Jones was investigated for his role in the alleged fake elector scheme tied to the 2020 election, but was ultimately not charged. Jones will face Attorney General Chris Carr in the Republican primary in May. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Callis in Butts County.
And Democratic gubernatorial candidate and former Atlanta mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms made a campaign stop in Middle Georgia. GPB's Grant Blankenship has that story.
Lance Bottoms visited an American Legion Hall in Warner Robins before lunch, ahead of meeting with Democratic Party faithful from around the region later in the evening. Veteran Rodney Conyers met Lance Bottoms at the Legion Hall. He says he wants the next governor to get creative about what he sees as the state's most important problem, crime prevention.
But what I'm looking for, a solution to crime, is someone that's open-minded, that's going to try things that have worked and try some other things that maybe no one's ever thought of.
Bottoms is part of a crowded field of Democrats vying to become governor. She joins State Senator Jason Estevez in saying Georgia should spend some of its $16 billion budget surplus on issues like health care and education. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Warner Robins.
Jury deliberations in Carroll County are continuing today in the trial of a Georgia mayor and former state trooper in connection with a deadly crash. Buchanan Mayor Anthony A.J. Scott is charged in a 2015 crash that killed two teenagers. He was a state trooper at the time, 16-year-old Isabella Chinchilla and 17-year-old Kylie Lindsay died in the crash. Closing arguments concluded on Tuesday. A federal judge is questioning whether a Spanish-language journalist arrested at a June protest can remain in immigration detention after charges against him were dropped. Attorneys for journalist Mario Guevara told a federal magistrate judge in Georgia on Wednesday that U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement is keeping Mario Guevara in custody because he's a journalist who frequently records and live streams activities of ICE agents and other law officers. They're calling for Guevara's immediate release. Attorneys for the U.S. government argue that ICE has wide discretion to detain Guevara because the El Salvador native is deportable. U.S. Magistrate Judge Benjamin Chesbro hasn't ruled yet. Cracker Barrel restaurants, including more than 20 in Georgia, will be sporting their original logo after the company quickly ditched plans for a streamlined redesign. The redo was met with falling stock prices, public outcry, and even a post on social media from President Trump. Cracker Barrel confirms that its beloved old-timer, leaning on a barrel, isn't going anywhere. Metro Atlanta's primary trauma hospital, Grady Memorial, celebrated the launch of its airbound trauma care on Wednesday. GPB's Sophie Granas has more on how the new helicopter will be used.
As a level one trauma center, Grady has for years received critically ill and injured patients from air transports. With their own aircraft, a helicopter outfitted for intensive care, Grady can respond directly to accident scenes and transfer patients from far away hospitals that need higher levels of care. They call the service Grady Air. On every flight is a paramedic and a nurse, like longtime nurse Pete Powell. He says a shorter transport means better results for the patient.
It's really that golden hour where we can turn around and actually save somebody's life. We can land, take off, and what was an hour drive, we just made it into a 10-minute flight.
Grady Air got started with its first flights this June. For GPB News, I'm Sophie Gratis in Atlanta.
Turning now to business stories, Hyundai Motor Group is stepping up its investment in the United States. The Korean automaker announced plans yesterday to invest $5 billion through 2028, on top of the $21 billion the company already has committed to U.S. operations. Hyundai opened a huge electric vehicle manufacturing plant in Southeast Georgia last March. Tuesday's announcement did not specify how much of the new investment will go to its facilities in Bryan County, but it's expected to create around 25,000 new jobs nationwide. And the Georgia Supreme Court has sided with an apartment complex in Hahira, north of Valdosta, in a ruling that could affect the supply of affordable housing in Georgia. The case dealt with how tax assessors estimate the fair market value of properties that qualify for low-income housing tax credits. The complex, Gateway Pines, challenged their tax assessment by Lowndes County. The High Court's decision announced yesterday means affordable housing developments that use certain tax credits can be assessed based on projected income. And in sports, Atlanta United star and Mercedes-Benz brand ambassador Brad Guzan will help build furniture for the needy at an event taking place tomorrow night at Atlanta's Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Guzan and more than 700 Mercedes-Benz USA employees will work to replenish the Furniture Bank of Metro Atlanta, a nonprofit providing donations of furniture and other household items to families and individuals in need, as part of the MBUSA Employee Labor Day Cookout. A warehouse fire recently devastated their supply. Brad Guzan will also conduct soccer drills for families in attendance. That's at 5 p.m. tomorrow night at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And I want to thank you for downloading and listening to this episode of Georgia Today. As always, we remind you that the stories that you hear on Georgia Today, many of them can be found on our GPB website, gpb.org/news. Many more details there. If you haven't yet hit subscribe on this podcast, we ask you to do that. Take a moment now to keep us current in your podcast feed. Feedback is welcome. Send us your comments to georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Orlando Montoya, and we'll be back again tomorrow with another edition of Georgia Today.